Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Even when we can't see it, He's working. Even when we can't feel it, He's working. He never stops. Oh, don't you love it? He never stops working. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, how good is that song, Waymaker? Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, you know, light in the darkness. You know, it's a great song, actually written by a Nigerian lady in Nigeria and just became a worldwide song. It's an anthem for the Christian church over the last 10 or so years. But there's a truth to that song. Well before that Nigerian lady wrote that song, we see a story that illustrates the truth of that song. You know, some songs contain truth. You know, there's 150 of them in the Bible called Psalms. And you'd have to be naive to think that since then, certain individuals have not been used by God to write songs that can really spiritually help us grow, help us go, help us get closer to God. And I think Waymaker is one of those songs. It lifts our spirits in faith. It causes us to connect to God. It causes us to reflect on His goodness and on His truth, that even when we can't see it, He's working. In the book of Esther, we see this. It says in chapter 6, verse 1, that, you know, Haman, I talked about this in the last episode, he's made gallows to hang Mordecai. He's going to kill Mordecai. Mordecai's finished. Now, the irony is Mordecai doesn't know. He's just sleeping that night, thinking, oh, it's just another night. I'm sleeping pretty good, you know. I had my warm Milo, you know, I'm ready for bed. He's sleeping. Little does he know that his enemy, Haman, is plotting his destruction. And without a miracle, it's going to happen. Well, guess what? Even when Mordecai couldn't see it, God was working. And even when Mordecai couldn't feel it, God was working. Because the Bible says in Esther chapter 6, verse 1, that night, the last night of Mordecai's life, the last night, he's finished. He's going to die in the morning. He's going to be hung. That night, the king could not sleep. What was going on? God was working. God was working. This is what we call the providence of God. What that means is sometimes God's just doing stuff and we can't see it. We're not even aware of it. We're not even praying for it. But we're standing in faith. We're believing God. We're walking with God. But as we're going down the road, sometimes there's enemies, sometimes there's plots, there's schemes, there's things going on we're not even aware of. But God is working. He may be sending an angel on your behalf. He may have an angel just walking with you, protecting you, guarding you. The Bible says the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him. Or maybe he's just working on circumstances. He's working in people's hearts. It's the providence of God. And it's one of the great truths of the Bible. Yeah, I believe in prayer. I believe in faith. I believe in believing God. I believe in fasting. I believe in pressing into God. But sometimes God just does stuff we're not even aware of. And this is the great promise of God. And in Mordecai's life, God was working. And this is the New Testament truth too. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Right now, God is working in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. And He's working out paths for you. He's working out plans for you. The key is for you and I, if we just got to walk with Him. We sometimes can't see what's down the road. We don't know what's coming next year or next week even. We don't even really know what's coming tomorrow. But today, we can walk with Him. And this podcast is designed to help you and I be encouraged to read our Bibles, be encouraged to walk with God. It's a little 5-minute teaser, hoping that you go home and read your Bibles today, that you sit down with God and wait on Him in prayer. Because even when you can't see it, He's working. Now, in the case of Mordecai, the king couldn't sleep. You know, he calls for his servants, hey, bring me the books. I want to read some history books. He reads about how Mordecai had saved the king previously from a plot to kill him by some bad eunuchs, you know, who were going to kill the king. Mordecai heard about it. He reported it to the king. The eunuchs were, you know, gotten rid of. And the king said, have we promoted Mordecai for this? They said, no, we haven't. So the king promotes Mordecai. Haman has to lead him around on a horse and say, this is how the man who is honored by the king looks, the whole plot is overthrown. Why? Because God was working and Mordecai couldn't sit. I'm here today to encourage you. God is working on your behalf. He's working in you and for you. It's the providence of God. All you and I have to do is walk with him obediently according to his word.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.